of ice and a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger.
The country was rough, the trails were poorly marked, and the Indians were hostile. But worst of all, outlaws found it easy to join the emigrants, and when the right moment presented itself, to rob the honest settlers of their money and property. The wagon train that started out from Pine City under the leadership of Asa Johnson faced this danger, and might never have reached its destination if it had not been for the masked rider of the plains. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's going to be trouble in Pine City. We've got to hurry. Hi-yo, Silver! Come away!
Office in Pine City was in the front of the building which also housed the county jail. As our story opens, Duke Austin and his partner, Shorty Fowler, walk up the steps and...
That's the sheriff's office, Shorty. I reckon he's in all right. If he ain't, with one side in
him. He ain't not anyway.
Why, you know...
Come on, Duke. We ain't here to start no fighting on this thing. We're here to talk to Billy. Make trouble, maybe the sheriff will save his mind.
Well, remember this, Injun. Next time you see me, come and stay clear.
I'm so not afraid.
Come on.
Howdy, Sheriff.
That's us.
Can we see him?
Sure. Go ahead, search it.
I don't mind anything.
We can talk to Billy alone, can't we?
Why should you?
Why, this way, Sheriff. That skunk held us up once back in the Dakotas. We'd like to find out what he's under the surface, too. Maybe we'd be so anxious to talk with the law, right?
All right, go ahead. See that door there and down the hall. You'll find Billings in the third cell you come to.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Mind you ain't in there too long.
Just a few minutes is all.
Hey, Billings, you there?
Here I am.
Howdy, Shorty.
Howdy, Duke. I'm glad to see you fellas.
You sure got yourself in a mess, didn't you? Anybody around to hear what you say?
I'm the only boarder the county's got. How in blazes did I get you, Billings? It's the first time I ever heard the law putting you up.
It wasn't the law, blasted.
No?
No, it was a mask fella. If I ever get my hands
up, fella,
how'd it happen?
You heard about me holding up the cafe last night, didn't you?
You heard, Lily.
Well, everything was going fine. I made the barkeep hand over the cash.
And I threw some shots at the lamp to cover my
head. Stand where you are. I'm clearing out. And the first one of you to stick your nose through this here door will get a taste of lead.
Hold still, that fella. I'm going to make it fast. Get up there.
Take your gun. Pull up. You're off me. You're talking me. Let me loose.
I've been on your trail, Billy. I got here too late to prevent that holdup, and not too late to see that you're turned over to the law.
Hey, who are you?
Get away.
No, let me go. You're after me. Can't you hear him coming? Let me get out of here.
I hear them. I'm leaving you for them to get out of that saddle. You won't escape them on foot.
But I can't.
Before I drag you out.
There's rope.
Please stay around. You'll clear. I'll take your horse.
Hold that man. Don't leave me here.
Come on, Silver. Come on, Lord.
Wait, come back. My horse. I give up. Don't shoot.
Who's that? I'll take that fool away.
I don't know, Sheriff. Nobody haven't got to give 10 years of my life to find out.
You already have. Because if you don't spend the next 10 years in jail, I'll swallow my boots. All right, head to the jailhouse. Now get going. Come on.
So the next fellow tips you up, Billy, without you even knowing who he is, huh?
No, Blackham.
What do you want to see us, sir? And how'd you find out who he was?
You fellas got to get me out of here.
And no, you don't, Dylan. None of it for us. We joined up with a wagon train, and we're heading west. And we aim to steer clear of trouble. At least wait for a spell. Billy, you ain't said how you found him.
I see you when I was looking over the ground yesterday. See your wagon, too. What made you fellas go in with a bunch of greenhorn emigrants?
Oh, this city is going to see me.
Might be healthy.
We're hidden in the new country, Dylan, and growing up with them.
All right, we've got some fugitives and immigrants.
Hey, well, that's our business, and we're tending to it. Sorry we can't mix in with you.
Now, hold on, fellas. A few out of you is up against it.
Yeah?
I can just see you here.
Nope, you're calling the wrong customer, Billy. Like you said, we're sorry, but it's just no doubt. Come on, Shorty. We're wasting our time.
No way. I'll be your kid.
Huh?
Yes. Well, now that's more like it.
Thought you might mention something like that before you were through. How much do you mean?
$100.
Now I know we're wasting our time. Well, so long, Dylan. We'll lock you up when you get out.
$200. Why don't you come right out with your top price without all this fooling around? Give us $500 apiece at the bargain, and we ain't taking a dollar left.
It's been worth it.
That would be $1,000.
Uh-huh.
What if I ain't got this?
Yeah, most likely you. But that's nothing to us.
That means you'll be staying here.
No,
right. I'll give you $1,500.
Don't tell us you didn't have to get that with the stove from a cafe like
that. I got $1,000. For the way where I made camp. I'll have to be hiring different people to learn with the stove.
Wouldn't it? Now all you got to do is tell us where the cash is hid. We'll go after it. If we find it, then you'll get it out right now.
Get me out first, and then I'll take you there.
No, you heard our thing.
Oh,
ain't you a little mixed up? You're a crook. We're honest fellas. You being behind bars and us outside proves it.
You won't double cross me if I tell you how to find the kid.
Never heard of us double crossing anybody yet, have you?
All right. I'll tell you. But if you don't play square, I'll get even somehow. You see about it.
That evening, two stealthy figures avoided the light thrown from the windows of the sheriff's office and strolled toward the rear of the jail. When they reached the barred window that marked Billings' cell, one of them quietly called out,
"Billings, who's there? Keep your voice down, Blackett. It's that stupid Shorty."
"They were busy, of course we did. Sheriff's our son. Go around, pull a gun on him, and make him running out. And we'll hunt him."
"Nothing doing. You get yourself out."
"But what
here? Take this gun." "You got it?" "Yeah, holler to the sheriff. We'll get your throat down. You make them let you out."
"But why not you?"
"We're doing enough as it is. We gotta get you out of town, don't we?" "You
promise me."
"With a chance of doing that, we have. We know we help you. We ain't gonna have a law after us. You can bet on that."
"No, I want his horse. And that fellow's his mine."
"You won't need no horse. We got a better chance."
"Yeah?
You're going along with a wagon train that pulls out in the morning."
"Now, look, you'll do like we say, fellas. We'll give you a horse and send you loose, and the first thing we know, the law will have your back. You'll be telling him he gave you that gun. What you're going to do is travel with us, because we know you won't talk."
"Then how about them emigrants? How am I going to hide from them?"
"Don't you worry your head about that. We'll hide you safe enough, right in our own wagon."
"Now, go ahead and do like we told you. Call the sheriff. Make him let you out, and throw him in your cell and leave him there. They join us back here, we'll run for the wagon."
"There ain't no horses with me at all.
They'd leave a trail and make too much noise. Now get going."
"All right.
Wait out there.
We can see right out there.
Sheriff! Hey, Sheriff! Come here! Hurry up, Sheriff! Hey, Sheriff!
What's all the noise?
Come here. I want to show you something.
What's that?
Just take a look at this, mister.
I'm going.
You're right. You unlock this here door, Pronto, or I'm using that thing.
Where'd you get that?
Oh. Shut up and do like I told you.
You
ain't bluffing. If you think I am, just call my bluff.
You won't get away with it.
I'll worry about that. All you've got to worry about is whether you can unlock this door before I pull that trigger.
You've got the drop on me. But by thunder, I'll find out who gave you that gun. And when I do, he'll set in jail along with you.
You'll have to catch it first. Get in. Come on, get in where I was. It's my turn now. I'm locking you up.
Oh, are you?
That's the kind of argue with you.
When I get out again, I'll have every man in town looking for you.
When you get out, kid. When you get out.
Help! Help! Ebony! Ernie! Hey, where are you? Get me out of here! Help! Help! Ebony!
The sheriff's deputy heard the lawman shout and released him. Posses were formed at once in every trail watch, while the town itself was searched thoroughly for the escaped outlaw. Even the wagon train camped just outside was investigated, but with no result. Tonto aided in the search, and then, when morning came and still no trace of Billings was found, the faithful Indian returned to the camp he shared with the Lone Ranger.
Whoa, Count, whoa, whoa.
I expected you right last night, Kilo, Bobby.
What tipped you?
Outlaw, fella. Get way.
Brookdale?
But how does that happen?
Where'd he get to?
Who helped him?
Him pull gun on lawman. Nick Lawman let him out, yes?
Who gave him the gun?
Me not know that. Them not find outlaw.
Whoever gave Billings a gun must have given him a horse, too. He's likely a long way from Crime City by now.
That's not right.
No?
Him hide someplace. Him not right way. He look all around town. Not find trail.
That doesn't mean he didn't ride out of town. He could easily have followed one of the well-traveled trails. And the prints of his horse would have been covered.
Him not do that.
How do you know?
Lawman that fella ride to town on trail. Them not see him.
Oh.
Posse follow trail, too. Them not see him.
And he must be hidden in town. Well, that's for the man who gave him the gun.
Look everywhere. Him not in town.
The wagon train?
He search wagon train, too. Wagon train leaves now, though.
I don't understand that. He couldn't disappear into thin air. If Billings isn't in town, then he must have either found a horse somewhere and made his escape with it, or gone with a wagon train.
Tonto know him not take horse.
But you said the wagon train was searched.
That's right.
This is bad. I was afraid Billings might do something like this. That's why I asked you to stay in town for the day and keep an eye on things.
Tonto see two feller talked outlaw.
He did? When was that?
4 or 5 hours before sun go down. Then talked to outlaw in jail.
What did they have to say?
Me not hear. Me try, but not get close.
Wonder who they were.
Them from wagon train. Looked like bad fella.
You're sure they were from the wagon train?
Uh-huh.
Did the sheriff investigate? Did he question them?
Uh-huh. But him not find outlaw.
Did you see anyone else call on Billings before his escape?
No, at all.
Billings was helped by someone. Is the sheriff still watching all the trails?
Uh-huh. Him do that.
I don't know in what way, but I've got an idea that wagon train and the 2 men who called on Billings in jail had something to do with his disappearance.
Here, Silver.
We'll soon catch up with the immigrants. All we do is stay out of sight until tonight. And I want you to point out the 2 men who talked to Billings when he was in jail.
Huh?
I'm going
to do that.
Get on,
Tonto.
Get him up
and down. Hail, Silver! Away!
Curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. to continue our story. In an effort to find and recapture the outlaw Billings, the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the wagon train. That night, the emigrants made camp out on the prairie. Duke and Shorty walked from wagon to wagon, talking to various members of the party, among them Asa Johnson, as leader. Finally, they returned to their own wagon, which had been placed at some distance from the others, and...
You listen to them, Galoot. Here, sing him.
We'll take care of them later on. We're safe enough so far.
Ain't a fella we talked to the suspicions he had anything to do with things getting clear.
All the good that the sheriff to search the wagons later before we set out this morning was to make old Asa hop and mad at the law. here we are. We're going to sleep inside the wagon, ain't we?
That way we can...
Open your hands.
What's that?
Not a snare.
A redskin.
Well, I want you to search the wagon yourself while I have a talk with these fellows. How to do that?
Hey, look here. Stay away from that wagon. What do you think
you're doing? We're after it.
But what are you doing?
I know you're Billings' friend. You had something to do with his disappearance.
That ain't so.
No?
It ain't, I tell you. Sheriff knows why you went to the school to see that fella. He robbed us one time. We were just trying to see if he'd tell us what he'd done with the stuff he stole from us.
Oh?
Now tell that redskin to stay clear of our wagon. He ain't got no right to interfere
with us. He'll do as he's been told.
But he ain't got no...
He may have overlooked.
He didn't pass that nothing.
We'll find out. Billings will be here and we'll leave you alone. We're going to make certain, however.
You
keep your hands up. There's not another move like that.
You'll pay. Let's make it easy, Duke.
Take your friend's advice.
But what if the redskin's trying to steal something? What if he's turning you
out wrong?
Then what are you wearing that mask for?
That's my business.
Here's him and coming back.
Find any place of these fellows?
No. Not find.
He looks everywhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you see, we told you. Clear out and leave us alone.
Very well. Then, fellow.
Mm-hmm. Next time you show up here, let's go to that Indian party of yours. We'll be ready for it. That's a warning you better mind.
We'll probably run you back. The Billings will be with you, and that's all we're interested in.
Run with you.
We'll stay on the trail of this wagon, buddy.
Why we do that?
I'm more convinced than ever that Billings is still somewhere. Each day saw the wagon train farther along the western trail. Twice the immigrants stopped at water holes and replenished their water supply. But after the second time, the masked man raced back to his camp.
Oh, Silver. Tonto! I think I discovered what Billings is.
I mean, that's good.
I'm not mistaken, they chose not only the most natural hiding place, but the one place no one would think to look.
Why that?
Now, for good luck.
It's get dark.
See here, the riding train is making camp yet.
They have the evening meal and then turn in early.
And Tonto, as soon as the camp is quiet, we relax.
The Lone Ranger did not know that at the same time he made his discovery, he himself had been seen by Duke. The outlaw rode back to his wagon and...
He wouldn't have seen me unless he'd know where to look.
Then maybe...
Yeah?
Maybe we'd find where he's made camp and get rid of him.
I got a better.
What's the matter with you?
There's plenty of matter with it. What about the redskin? How do we know we can turn the two of them fellas together?
What's more, we don't even know if we can find their camp.
And if we did, he's up with the both of them without no trouble.
How do we know the law back in Plain City didn't put the mask on us to follow him?
Then we'd be blamed for the killing.
If you got a better idea, live here. We didn't get rid of the mask, huh? We'll get rid of Billy.
What?
We'll get a voice out of you, Billy. You're quiet. What's the matter with us?
Avis is in
here. Uh-huh. He's a spirit, isn't he? He can't see the news on us.
Yeah,
no, I hear it. No matter what the mask on us, it's open and it's just here. The Billings is with us. Is that right?
I reckon we get rid of him and nobody will ask questions.
Nobody can prove he was with us, see?
Maybe you're right. You bet I am. Just that Billy says. There's nothing to be gained by keeping him alive. And with him out of the way, we're in the clear. That's all. All we do?
Yes.
You leave that to me. I'll take that away. Tomorrow. Tomorrow in the world, they say, at the point of that mountain clear.
Yeah?
What of it? I'll tell you that, Alex. I've got a few more rooms. Jordy, you get to it. Jordy, Duke, and Billy, we slept inside the wagon. All the morning, Jordy woke up just before 7 hours and waking Duke.
Hey, Duke.
Hey, good night.
Duke,
wake up, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, mommy. You better get very sick, Duke. After he was still about a half hour.
Yeah, Duke.
Hey, what are you doing? We better get feeling good so we can say goodbye. That's what
we don't see
you.
Hey there. Wake up, boy. Come on. Get the sleep out of your mind.
Oh, Joey, this morning already? The
cat will be up before long.
You getting ready to win?
You ain't grinning. But you are.
What do you mean?
I just wish you up for me and Shorty here to sort of say goodbye to you.
Say goodbye? You and Shorty? I will get
you. You will get him. You will.
You ain't turning around double crossing, are you?
Whatever put a thing like that in your head, Joey?
Yeah. Get up there, something. Don't lie to me.
Well, now, I'm making it up in the
state. You
can be paid. Now, don't take it so hard.
Don't double cross me. I'm your father.
I'm sure I got
it. You ain't turned my mind.
It's a good thing to that.
Wait. No, please. Stay back, dude. You know it.
Yeah. He's out cold. Now, get me them ropes in a jail. Hurry up before he comes through again. And Shorty.
By the time we've got across to him today, we'll be in the clear.
In the clear, Shorty.
Dragged him down, Billy, who hastily concealed in a hiding place that he served him before. Not long after the camp awakened, the wagons were lined up, and once more they were on their way. The trail led across a barrier of hills. On one side of the wagons, almost scraping the hubs of their wheels, rose a sheer cliff. On the other side, a canyon fell away for 1,000 feet. In 2 feet now, as he climbed from the rear of the wagon to climb shorter on the seat.
Too long, guys. Too long.
Yeah. You got it all straight?
It'll break off and fall into the canyon any minute now.
I see to that. What you do is pull out a couple of the nails holding the platform to the wagon. Just enough for the wheel to fall, it'll let it go.
And fall right into the canyon.
With spillings inside the
door. Now you see why I took it and make sure our wagon was the last one in line.
Me and Jason Barrel Blake can hit the edge, sure.
This way there's no one behind us to see it.
Look at that. And when folks go that the water barrel's gone, we just fell on the platform with 2 weeks to hold it.
Nobody's going to think anything about a barrel being missing.
I'll be dropping right quick now.
Get up there. Get up.
Well, I'll get back there. We've got a couple more nails.
I thought it was
great.
There she goes. Take a look.
I'll never even hit the side of a tree.
That's the last we'll see of Billy.
Let's stop it.
Nothing doing.
We'll keep right in line. Just as though we didn't think it was anything at all.
Hey, pull up. You've got to stop.
And I'm right in the head to stop it. Pull up before we run into them.
Oh,
Azer, you're up in this way. Howdy, Azer. What are we stopping for?
Howdy, Duke. The old man's calling.
What's the matter?
That's what I come to ask you. I've been riding with Dave just ahead of you, then. I thought I heard... Oh, I see, Walt Hutton. You had a barrel broke away, huh?
Yep, took a tumble into the canyon.
There ain't nothing to trouble about.
I think it is.
What the hell is that, fella? Where'd you come from?
I'm behind you. Hey, I think it'd be worth your while to stop here until you cut a couple of men down into that canyon.
What first, Azer?
The water barrel that fell down there didn't contain water.
Look here, you're crazy. Come on, Azer, let's get moving.
I'm sorry interested in what the mask on this got to say to you. Go on, stranger. I think you'd be interested to find out just what was in that barrel. Do as I say. Send someone down there to investigate.
Don't hurt me, I reckon.
I'll get
to no, it. No, I don't know you doing that. It's only wrong.
There's a head up about, sorry.
You ain't done something wrong, have you?
Why,
of course not.
No, you ain't got nothing.
Yes, he's down to have a look like the mask on this head. Why, just
a minute.
Wait.
really going to waste our time like this, are you? You ain't going to be pulling up a stock or up on a mess man's paper, are you?
And I am.
Oh, no, you ain't. Oh, my hand. If
I have to go this morning, you'll get the same.
Might have to, Ray.
Tell me, sir. You believe what I told you?
That I do, stranger.
And I'm sorry I sent your word for it before.
Shadow. Well, I'll be. It's Billings.
Man, you told to send to recess in the canyon.
But how'd he get free? How'd he get
here? He Billings out this morning and put him in that water barrel. The same hiding place you used to get him out of Pine City.
But I didn't.
The best hiding place you could have used. Nothing's more valuable to a wagon train than water.
Now, look,
why? It never occurred to anyone that that barrel didn't contain water. I didn't guess it myself until I noticed that twice you passed up water holes without filling it.
Well, that's just so that's how you guessed it.
Right after you put Billings into the barrel this morning, Tonto and I took him out again and put in stones instead. But when I told Asa where Billings had been, he wouldn't believe it. That's why we had to make you think we were going to search for the barrel in the canyon. Your own fear confessed the truth.
Good.
Not only that, but since your attempt on his life, Billings has told what he knows of your plans. That you were staying with the wagon train only long enough to locate the money and valuables these people have.
That's a lie. We never seen no such thing. You can't take Billings' word for that. You're double going to kill me, would you? Well, maybe I've got to go back to jail. But I'll see the two fellas go right along with me. I'm testifying to everything again here that I know.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.